producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Such a good day and such a good time to be with you. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Jennifer and I were just talking about last night, looking at the top 10 talk topics of the week, which is where we start often on Friday, the list of the 10 things that, according to Talkers Magazine, are on the hit parade. Certainly this is number one. By the way, you can go to DougSteffen.com and tell us which of these you think is the most important as opposed to the research that was done in a national sense. Some of these things you may think are hot and some of them you may not. So just tell us. We appreciate that. Something to review on Monday. I felt last night was insulting to my intelligence. I didn't watch the last one, didn't have time to, and I wished I actually went to sleep. I shut the television off at 9:30 and went to sleep. I find more and more I'm getting so tired of this juvenile stuff back and forth, the talking about the size of people's hoo-hoo. I mean, what the hell is this? It's Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and Donald Trump all ought to be ashamed of themselves. And I'm still with Trump as far as the important issues are concerned, but I'm really getting tired of the insults. It's not necessary. It's demeaning. It's immature. And when I watch John Kasich, I'm thinking to myself, okay, so who could we pair him with that would make...
He definitely looks like the adult on the stage. I mean, I can't say that I agree with a lot of what he says, but well, I think when he talks about education...
What do you disagree with?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things that I could go on about with regards to religious freedoms. I think there's a certain amount of stuff that just doesn't jive so well with me. But yeah, one thing I was 100% with him on was education. He was one of the only candidates and one of the only people that I've heard talk about the importance of vocational schools.
Yeah.
And returning power back to the states for schools. I mean, those are things that are really, I think, important for our everyday lives.
Yep, you're right about that.
He is definitely, though, the one that kind of stays out of it. At the same time, I think he tries to get into it, and the moderators just sort of pull him out because they don't see him as one of the front runners. But definitely, well, there's a wall on the stage between the three mudslingers and then John.
Right. And then Mitt Romney disgraced himself. He looked and sounded foolish on the other side of things.
So embarrassing.
It's just really the whole... What it shows you is how important the Koch brothers are and their money to the Republican Party. That's really what all of this shows you is what Trump is saying. And if Trump would just stop with the... He doesn't need to demean himself with... He's got the public. He's got people in his hands. He's got people focused on...
He just can't let them attack without him attacking.
Shut up about the other.
He started off very slow, very measured, very much like the guy that we saw in the press conference a couple days ago where it seemed like he was sort of tacking towards a general election strategy. But Marco Rubio so gets under his skin, and I understand why. Marco Rubio's new personality with these attacks, it's annoying. I mean, he wouldn't let Donald Trump finish, and Trump just, he lost it with him, and that was too bad for Trump. But back to Mitt Romney. In his speech yesterday, I thought it was really interesting when you take what he said about Donald Trump and you compare it to the video that's out just 4 years ago where Mitt Romney was begging Donald Trump for an endorsement. Yeah. He was calling him a better businessman than himself, and now he comes out and attacks Donald Trump.
No credibility whatsoever. Once again, I say to you, Jennifer, this is the Koch brothers and their influence, their money, they're pushing, they are worried because Trump and the Koch brothers, that whole mix doesn't work. One thing that's for sure about Trump, he's honest and honorable when it comes to what he says about, I'm not messing with any of these guys, they're not going to influence me.
I'm not taking money, right.
Yeah.
When you have Mitt Romney attacking Donald Trump for his failed businesses, and he says, well, how does that put Americans to work? Trump is one of the most recognizable brands In the world.
In the world.
Put to work a lot of people. And when businesses fail, yeah, sometimes, you know, obviously you can't keep employment. But Mitt Romney's associated with Bain Capital, a company known. We know him, Dougie, because they're involved in the radio business.
Right. They killed the radio business.
They go in and they cut 30%, 30%, 30%. 40%. And when do they do it? Christmas time.
Christmas time. Merry Christmas. You're fired.
It's the most brutal thing.
I wish somebody would bring that up. Somebody ought to send that note to Trump. Although, back to, again, what the real issues are here. Instead of the personalities, this is an issue-oriented time, an issue-oriented debate. And these guys back and forth with each other doesn't further the discussion of, as you're suggesting, many of these issues. The Education Department, what a disaster. The IRS, what a disaster. Go through any number of the Defense Department. I thought that Trump lost an opportunity last night, although, I mean, all these guys got to be tired. They got to be worn out.
Well, and Marco's sick. Like, I mean, you know, he could barely get the words out.
Right. So
it was just kind of unorganized and annoying, and I felt like there were a lot of gotcha questions again to Trump from the moderators.
Megyn Kelly and her new hairdo.
He's the only one that got audio and slides. Everybody else didn't get any of that. I mean, it's sort of crazy.
Yep. It is. It's so obvious what's going on. You got to be a moron not to see
what's going
on.
I would love to tell Trump and Bernie Sanders, by the way, when they get pressed on certain things, I wish they would say, you know, look in the mirror. When they're getting pressed by other candidates, it's not me that's the problem. It's you that's the problem. Your failure to act after people have given you power and
faith. You've been here. Right. You've been there.
The fact that he doesn't do that to act, because all three of them could be given that argument.
Right. That's all he has to say. That's all he has to say. Somebody ought to be talking to him, man. Anyway, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Lots of comments. We'll get to them in a matter of moments about the debates and about the candidates. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. 13 and change past the hour on Friday's Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4477 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4477.
Going on now. Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Simpson keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right. Get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, 16 after the hour, the Good Day program. Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn, the protesters who were outside the debate in Detroit last night. Interesting, they had nothing to do with the debate. They were just calling for the resignation of Michigan's governor, which is appropriate. This is the Fox Theater. I've been in that theater in Detroit. What a magnificent. These old Fox Theaters are so much fun.
It looks really cool on TV.
Right. Yeah, it did, despite the name.
Fox Air.
All right. Many signs, if you saw them, Flint Lives Matter, the situation there, those of you who must remember the whole this disgusting reality of what's going on with the water there. You've seen some of the pictures of the things that are coming out of the x-rays and MRIs of small children who've been exposed to the water there. Ugh. And then there were a number of people who were outside Jennifer, Fight for 15, the people who want to have a national minimum wage of $15 an hour. Mostly everybody ignored those protests. Let's see what comments we're getting on our social media. Scott writes, I'm loving it. I hope Trump takes all the Republican establishment to the cleaners. Charles writes, why do we let so many southern states decide our candidates for president? We let Texas have a say, but not California. Seems it makes our candidates much more conservative or far right than is good for our country. Amen to that, pal. Timothy writes, I'm listening to Christie about Trump. Every word he's saying, he doesn't believe. Newspapers in New Jersey want Christie to resign. You know, that's really pretty disgusting. What the hell? Who are they? The arrogance of this. Why? They want him to resign because he's supporting Trump? Hello? Let's see. Will writes, maybe it's just me, but with all this modern technology we all enjoy today and every day, why in the heck are we still standing in lines in the weather to cast our votes? This is a comment on how bad the Super Tuesday voting. This is, I agree with this person. There's something really disgusting, despicable. There's something really wrong when we have all this time to prepare, and every year when there's a vote, whether it's a primary like this, or whether it's local, or whether it's national, these people screw up. This is their job. The election people are supposed to be fixing this. Remember when it happened in Florida, and they had 4 years to fix it, and they didn't? What are you people getting paid for? Let's see here. William writes, the Republicans are so sad, embarrassingly. Only one with any maturity is Kasich. Alicia writes, is this the Twilight Zone?
Somehow it feels like that.
It certainly does.
I swear, I'm so mad at the establishment and the way they're handling everything that if Donald Trump told me I had to wear green every day for 4 years and sing happy birthday at every business meeting, I would vote for him. I don't care. I'm so tired of it.
Here's Gary who writes, Megyn Kelly's remarks about Trump University, along with the visuals she displayed for all to see, proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that she is the most awesome journalist on TV today.
Wow.
Really. Trump will never be able to recover from that baloney. Lisa, we listen to the people on the stage tell us how dangerous Trump is for America, but at the end of the debate, they said they will all support him. Whoever the candidate is will support you. What choice do they have? Let's see here. Jamie writes, Bernie needs to stay in the more progressive states. See, all of us are talking about the Republicans and Trump, and the attention ought to be just as equally focused on the other side. Let's see here.
It's not quite as exciting on the other side.
Well, maybe not. Bernie can take the big states, which are more progressive. Let's see. Ron writes, the Colorado Republican Party has already bailed out of the primary by holding straw votes on their caucuses. This keeps the delegates uncommitted, and the results of the straw votes are merely suggestions to the delegates. Again, you kind of look at these and you think, who's really controlling the situation? Is it the voters or the party? And in this circumstance, you see the party pulling out all the stops everywhere they can to try to hang Trump up by his padish. What is it, a padish? A padish. 21 half the hour. This is a good day. Hello.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
At the hour now on the Good Day program. Going to be a nice day over most of the country today. A little rain where I am in Florida. Skies are kind of cloudy. I got to tell you the story later on of me. I'm in a hotel that's right on the intercoastal waterway where all of the big cruise ships. Matter of fact, nice. I think I posted that Facebook.com/Good Day, the picture of the one cruise ship that was pulling out just as I was getting into my room last night. It was really magnificent to see it. And I'm looking out across the causeway here at another ship that's just coming in. It's quite interesting to watch all of that sort of thing. I'm here for the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is today and tomorrow.
So next week you're going to be an awesome talk radio performer, right?
I will be so much better than I am now.
I know. You've gone through boot camp. Hello.
Hello. All right. Let's get to some fun from the late night shows first before we get to Wendy Williams. Here's Conan O'Brien joking about what else.
After Super Tuesday the other day, it looks like we're finally moving toward the general election. It's being reported, this is the latest news, being reported that the Democrats have a plan to shatter the Republican Party. Yeah. When he heard this, Donald Trump said, beat you to it. Ted Cruz trying really hard. Ted Cruz is trying to tie Donald Trump to a prominent mobster. That's what he's trying to do now. Trying to tie Donald Trump to a prominent mobster in an attempt to repair the damage to his reputation. The mobster is distancing himself from Trump. That's nothing to do with it.
Stephen Colbert, same thing.
Donald Trump's big win on Super Tuesday has made it clear that he is the likely nominee of the Republican Party. And that has sent the Republican establishment into a deep, deep panic. They don't want to be with this guy, but the voters are choosing this. It's like an arranged marriage. And unlike Trump's other marriages, this one could last 8 years. They have woken up in bed with this guy, but they're not taking it lying down. Just today, in a desperate bid to stop Trump from getting the nomination, they tried a new approach of a very old approach. The GOP had only one choice.
Release the Romney.
They broke the seal on Mitt's hyperbaric dignity chamber, and he shambled out and brought the pain.
A business genius, he is not.
True. Trump has put his name on some terrible investments. For example, 4 years ago, he endorsed Mitt Romney for president.
That was the only part about that whole thing that was funny. All right, Wendy Williams doing a very good job with her midday talk program on television. I got a few answers to a few questions here from the audience. The first one is about one of the members of the audience, a husband not wearing his wedding ring.
I've been married for 2 years, and my husband refuses to wear his wedding ring. So he owns a construction company, and he's often in people's houses, especially women, giving them estimates. So I'm worried about that desperate housewife looking for the ring on his finger. It's happened before where he gets hit on.
How do you know?
He tells me.
So if he tells you, then what do you think he's really doing out there? I mean, he didn't have to tell you.
Yeah.
And do you think a ring really scares away a lot of heifers? Don't worry about it. And he doesn't just work construction. He owns the company.
Yeah.
It might get caught in one of the pieces of construction. I don't know that much.
That's
about
what he says.
Well?
Yeah.
And you don't want cement in it and all the...
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Makes good sense. All right. Here, Wendy answers a question about how to handle spending too much time with a retired spouse.
I am retiring in a year's time. My husband's retired around 2 years now.
Okay.
And I want to spend time with my girlfriends. On the weekends, I feel like the cruise director. I go out and I do everything. I make all the plans. I want to negotiate my retirement with my husband.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Well, you don't spend all your time with your girlfriends, and you don't spend all your time with your husband. So your husband should come first. Maybe, you know, you plan activities with him, or he plans for you. How about that?
I like that.
And you talk to him about this. Like, look, you're retired. Are you serious? This is called the computer. Hit Google and figure out where we're going to eat this weekend, where we're going to roller skate or skydive or whatever you're up to. And then tell him that you want to spend time with your girlfriends. And it's not fair that, you know, his retirement and your retirement are relegated to you both spending every moment together.
Exactly.
It's also not healthy.
Very true.
You need outside interests.
Yeah, good. We do that. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
In the news, not all sugar is created equal. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. It's taken us a long time to understand this basic fact. Quickly absorbed sugar, like the sugar in soda or white bread or cookies, causes a huge insulin surge. In simple terms, this means you pack on the pounds and are always hungry. Not to mention that full-blown diabetes will be hot on your tail. Here's the thing. When sugar is eaten with fiber, as in, say, an apple, it's not absorbed quickly and you don't get an insulin surge. DCOC advice? Just looking at the sugar grams on a food label isn't enough. The amount of sugar in 4 apples is the same as 24 ounces of soda, but the sugar in the apples is way less stressful on your body. To stay healthy, you gotta think whole foods and avoid added sugar like the plague it is. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up... So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Daytime radio, the Good Day Way. It is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen, and my friend Uri Geller will join us in a few moments. A lot of things going on around the world that people are pleased about. I know Uri will want to talk about Scott Kelly coming back. Uri is fascinated, as am I, with the space program and what's going on, what has been going on. It isn't so much about what was accomplished. It's what, in my opinion, Jennifer, is the inspiration for further involvement and what it does for our educational process. Remember when Sputnik went up in the 50s and the 60s, everything in school became about math and science. And mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to be, guys certainly wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be an astronaut. This does nothing but help our image. It helps our psyche. It helps our educational. It just helps everything. So this guy, not a hero. This is what his job was, and he did a good job at it. And it was kind of cool to listen to the press conference when Scott Kelly came back. Here he is talking about he had a debriefing at NASA, discussing with the press corps, the Russian press corps, about the first things he noticed when he got back on Earth.
The cold air was amazing. Fresh air is, the air. I don't mean to say it's not fresh on the space station, but there's nothing like new cold air coming into the capsule. And the actual burning smell of the capsule smells a little bit like some kind of fragrance. It's kind of an odd smell, and I actually thought it was the vegetation initially. So that was different.
Yeah. Here he also talks about how it feels to leave the space station after he spent so much time there.
I wouldn't say it was a relief. It was, you know, leaving the space station was a bittersweet. You know, I've been there a long time, so I look forward to leaving. But at the same time, you know, it's a magnificent place, and I'm going to miss it. So, you know, mixed emotions.
He sounded sleepy, as I'm sure he probably is.
I'm sure.
But I was visualizing, using your imagination. He's very good with words. Imagine what it felt like. You've gone outside. Well, Jennifer, you probably haven't. But Kara, this winter, going outside when it's bitterly cold, you open up the door as you're leaving to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the cold air hits you, and yep. It's burr, but it feels and smells good. I know that feeling. I like
crisp,
to have it as little as possible.
Air, right?
Yeah, right.
Nothing wakes you up like that.
No, right. So that is something that you can imagine and feel for, because everything in the space station is controlled. Temperature is
right.
The same.
It's like being
all
in an airplane
time.
For a year.
Right, exactly. Ooh, can you imagine?
No.
All right, speaking of can you imagine, that little worm Kim Jong-un has demanded that the nuclear weapons the military have in North Korea be readied for use at any time. Since these sanctions are being prepared, he's ready to fire missiles at North Korea. No, he's going to fire them himself. At Japan. Well, actually, I think this week the military did launch some missiles that certainly could have gotten to Japan. They landed in the sea between South Korea and Japan. The Security Council, the United Nations Security Council, has been talking, as they usually do, for weeks and weeks and weeks. Finally, they came up with sanctions. And what they do, the sanctions force all countries, Jennifer, to inspect all cargo going to North Korea and coming from North Korea. No coal can be exported from North Korea. That's been their big export. It's worth about $1 billion a year to North Korea. Some minerals that come out of there as well. This is pretty much the same sort of thing. As I look at this, they look more serious than the last ones. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they look. This is. I don't know if you can look more serious when it comes to that. I don't know if that's the question, but it is absolutely something that we can't ignore and something that we have to deal with.
Of course. And why?
But we don't. You say, of course, but what are we doing?
Well, it's the same thing as with the Middle East. It's the
exact
same
thing. I know, we just look and go, oh, pretty. Huh,
yeah.
What's that? Nobody does a darn thing.
No, because we have no leadership. We have wimps in power everywhere. Everywhere. And the wimps that are in Europe look to the wimp in the United States, and he looks to the wimp. I mean,
maybe I'm silly here, Doug, and you probably remember this better
than
me.
Silly,
and sadly, I don't know if Kara remembers this, but I remember when America used to be the leader, mm-hmm. when we used to be an unapologetic leader, actually, mm-hmm. when we were the leader of the world, and people looked to us for guidance. Now they look to us for money, and then they laugh at us, and they don't. We've lost the respect, we've lost that control, and I hope that we can get it back.
There are two sides to that coin. The first side is, yes, we've had good leaders. Again, I go back to the Eisenhower era, because even though I was born when Truman was president, I don't remember Truman. I remember Eisenhower and thinking how cool it was, those buttons, I like Ike. And then seeing him and thinking he looked like a grandfather, I didn't know anything about his war record at all. I didn't even know why he was president, other than I liked him. I didn't learn until I was in junior high school studying history that he was the Allied commander in World War II in Europe. So it wasn't that so much, but he looked like somebody of dignity, if I even understood that at that age. And then you go on, Kennedy had a certain savoir-faire about him that Lyndon Johnson never had. I never liked Lyndon Johnson. And even at that age, I was pretty good, I think, at understanding or judging how people are. Lyndon Johnson was a bad guy. He was a bad president. He was just bad. And the things that he did were bad. So then you fast forward into the next era of Richard Nixon, who was lukewarm when it came to being good or bad. Behind the scenes, he was bad, but he did some good things as president. And did you respect him? I never really thought Nixon was respectable in that sense. So you look at this, the crew since then. Reagan, I always thought was respectable, frankly. And Clinton, take his private life away from the realities. As a president, he was respectable in the things that he got done. Since then, we haven't got anything done. But remember, and this sort of goes back to the Eisenhower era that we talk about now, the military-industrial complex, and how they pretty much, that's the tail that wags the dog everywhere. And the reason that we have so many trouble spots in the world is because of us and the military problems that we've created by allowing the oil companies, not only American oil companies, but South American oil companies, European oil companies, Russian oil companies, have laid waste to so much land. So we have, all of us that are trying to solve the problem have created the problem as far as the countries are concerned. But these people don't want to take credit or acknowledge the fact that their country had anything to do with it. And now you get into the situation in the European, with the European immigrants, and it is really us. We caused, George Bush and the war in Iraq caused all of this disruption in the Middle East. And so, you know, what do you got to show for it? You got people all over the place looking for help from America. But you're right. There's no leadership. They don't really want leadership. They'd like us to get out of the way. They'd like us to solve the problem which we caused. But they don't say that because they all figure they got to get along, and we have to get along with America because we have so much muscle. But there aren't people who respect America because America is respectable. They respect America because they're afraid of America. Now, is there a balance there someplace? Maybe.
I don't think that's bad.
We haven't found it. We don't have it anymore. We don't have a balance. We don't, because we have lousy leadership here and elsewhere. So anyway, now that's my overview of this. Uri Geller is going to join us in a minute. I want to talk with him about, he lives in Israel now, so what the Israelis are feeling about a number of issues that we have just been talking about, frankly, here on Good Day. It's 42 minutes past the hour.
Control. Do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License and offer two things. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebellez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down the potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, 45 past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kara and Uri Geller joining us now. The sage of the Middle East. I like that. You're a sage. He's all kinds of other things. A mentalist, a motivator, somebody who's very close to the space program. What did you make, Uri, as Scott Kelly came off of the International Space Center and talked so much about his experience there? Would you like to go? I think you and I ought to go up on the International Space
Center. I'd love to go. Doug, don't forget that I was a very close friend of Edgar Mitchell, astronaut Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth man to walk on the moon. And I used to spend hours upon hours listening to his amazing stories of how he changed when he walked on the moon, his conceptual abilities and his deep explorations of the mind were enhanced by being in outer space. And there is something definitely profound that happens to someone who goes up there. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're closer to God, you're closer to the universe, or you see the tininess of our planet and the vastness of the universe and the cosmos. So those things touch you mentally, positively, emotionally, definitely emotionally. And I think that's what happened to Scott.
Yeah, it's really amazing. You get the enormity of space, the fact that we're on this little planet. You see the beauty of it more than those of us who sometimes take it for granted. So, yeah, maybe that's a way of thinking about it. I want to know from your perspective as an Israeli and somebody who's living back in Israel now, what do you make of all of the things? The Israelis are very, very close watchers of American politics. I remember being in your house in England, and we had long conversations, I think, when Al Gore was running against George Bush and who you were favoring. And it was completely about whether there was support for the Israeli state. But when you're looking at this now, because you see all the same channels over there that we do here, what are people saying about the situation, whether it's the Republicans, the Democrats, who do most Israelis support now? What's going on with that?
Well, Doug, look, there is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton obviously are constantly in the news, and they're headline news here. You know, here in Israel, you've got the most of the newspapers are online now, and millions of people can read all the news. But otherwise, I think that we all want, all Israelis want, a leader, you know, a president or a prime minister, wherever it is around the world, to be pro-Israel and to be a friend of Israel. We need friends now. We're very, very much isolated around the world. And I believe, and you might be against my notion or my way of thinking, is that if Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States, he will be a great friend of Israel. So whenever I look at American politics, I want to be, I'm a fan of the person who is going to be the closest to our small state.
Right. And I think it hasn't been the current president or the current administration for sure. But yeah, I think when you look over all of the, well, the Republicans always sort of want to seem like they're closer to Israel anyway, one way or another. And especially to Netanyahu.
Yes.
I don't know who is, I've lost sight of who the other leaders are. I had a conversation with Netanyahu once when I was over there. I think I told you that. And I was impressed with him as almost as an American. I said that to him. You remind me of a New York Jew. I said that to him. And he said, well, I went to Princeton. And, you know, I mean, he's educated in America. He sort of comes across as an American. And so that's why he sort of works it better than some. But who else is important in the Knesset over
Doug, the thing is that no one can change him because he's the only one. There is no other person. And this is a controversy that he's shrouded in. Constantly being attacked, daily being attacked. There is, again, there are those who love him and there are those who hate him. But it's exactly the way with Obama. My goodness, I hear such foul language in America I mean, to be called a con man and a fraud is so unbelievable. If I would be called that 20 or 30 years ago, I would go immediately and sue the person who calls me a con man. But in America, things have changed so much that but they don't get it in the bigger scope of PR and publicity. It doesn't really matter what they say about you, as long as they spell your name correctly.
That's the old adage.
Exactly. And Donald Trump, the minute he's being attacked, he gets more fans and more votes, and his ratings will go higher. So it is really a mystery now. Who is going to win? Will it be Trump or Clinton? What say you, Doug? Let's finish the conversation by...
Next Friday we'll finish it. 51 past on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour. Tech Talk time now on the Good Day program. Jennifer and I have Richard Schemmel with us, national expert on the latest trends in technology and certainly Apple. Let's take a bite out of the apple, the case of the FBI. I want you to listen to something from one of the money talk shows here, Richard, and tell me what you think. Laurie Segal here talking to Anthony Romero, who's from the ACLU, on this case of Apple versus the FBI.
ACLU filing an amicus brief to support Apple. Talk me through this. What's the argument? Why support Apple?
It's because this is about everyone's phones. This is not just about one phone or one case. It's about encryption being a tool that protects our rights, every user's rights on these smartphones. Right now, Congress hasn't spoken on the issue, and there's been lots of debate on both sides of the political aisle, both Democrats and Republicans. The problem with this one particular case is that if they win in this one case, they will force Apple to create a system that hacks into its own phone. The implications for all iPhone users across the country, across the world even, are enormous. And so you have to think about the dissidents in China, the dissidents in Iran, who rely upon the iPhone as a way to kind of to talk about human rights and democracy and the rule of law. And if the U.S. government can force Apple to create a backdoor into the iPhone here, then what's to stop the Chinese or the Iranians from requiring these very same backdoors so they can hack into the iPhones of
of their human rights activists. Those are the global implications for this debate.
All right, so that's why I wanted to play this. I never thought about this at all, and I bet most people haven't thought about what's going on outside of our country. But if they do this for the federal government here, you know that they'll be required to do it in other countries, and therefore there will be no safety at all for anybody who has any Apple products, which basically will put them out of business, Richard, you think?
What it's going to do, it's going to set a precedent for cell phone manufacturers to do this everywhere, whether it's a Google phone or an Apple phone. I have mixed feelings about this because of national security, but I understand what the ACLU is saying. It will set a dangerous precedent that the privacy of individuals needs to be protected. But on the other hand, you have the argument of national security.
Well, baloney. They can get the information. There's so much stuff that's come out this week. I'm saying baloney to what you just said, respectfully. This is so clear what's going on here. I don't trust the government any further than I got to throw them. And it's interesting because the poll that we conducted this week on this, Richard, our question was, has your mind changed about the battle between Apple and FBI? 42% said, no, I'm on Apple's side. 27% said, no, I'm on the FBI side. 19% said, yep, I'm now on Apple's side. 8% said, I don't know what it's all about. 4% said, I'm on the FBI side. So it was either still or I am coming around to that. And so 61%, almost two-thirds of the people said, who responded to this at DougStephan.com, that they felt the Apple folks are on the right page. And I don't know how you come to a different conclusion, frankly, if you believe or you even understand what the sanctity is of privacy.
Oh, I understand it completely. My daughter's in the privacy industry. I don't understand, though, if the government was able to do this, why they haven't done it so far. So what
because
you're
they
saying,
don't want to have they don't want to open it up for everybody. They'll take this one phone and take it apart and give them the information, but that's not what they want. That's not what the FBI is fighting for. They're fighting for the information so they can get to everybody's phone. And
well, I disagree with you on that point. I think that they want this phone. If it opens it up, it's going to open up a Pandora's box. March 22nd, we'll hear more when they go to court. But this is going to be a long case.
If we talk about March 22nd, it coincides with the new iPhone 7, right? Apple coming out with a new iPhone, isn't that about that same time?
March 14th, they're coming out with a new iPad Pro and some other things, but I don't think the iPhone 7 is going to be coming out until this summer.
And so will they do away with the cell phone jack? What happens? How do you charge this thing up? Like the watch, you just stick a magnet or something under it and it charges?
It could be that, and plus you'll have the iPhone 9.3 software, which employers can now monitor their employees' phone activities.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one hand, you have the privacy of an employee being violated by the business people.
Mm-hmm. All right. DirecTV, AT&T are looking for no dish required. Is that basically the bottom line here with this new idea?
They want to get the streamers, the cord cutters. They're going to offer three services.
That's interesting. All right, more about that next week. This is good.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.